East Bay has sent out its last catalog. The parent company of the sportswear retailer is reorganizing and shutting down the brand. But in the 90s, East Bay mail order catalogs featured the hottest new athletic shoes and athletic wear. And NPR's Gus Contreras, dare we say it, a child of the 90s, has this appreciation.
I used to spend hours and hours poring over the latest East Bay catalogs, like a detective combing through mounds of evidence. I'd closely examine the newest sneakers worn by my favorite athletes like Ken Griffey Jr. and Deion Sanders.
This is the shoe that Deion wears in the field, and now it's mine, all mine, and nobody can take it from me.
Before widespread online shopping, East Bay was the place to check out the latest sneakers and sports apparel.
East Bay was the first time that you could bring them all to your home, and it was Champ Sports with all the jerseys, Foot Locker with all the shoes, and pretty much in about 100 pages, you could see all that right in front of you.
That's Nick DiPaola. He covers the sneaker industry for ESPN. He's also a 90s kid who is obsessed with East Bay.
I always joke with people, and I literally was reading the sports page on East Bay with my cereal every morning.
Never mind that neither of us had the money to afford those Nike sneakers or starter jackets. We both basically memorized those catalogs, down to how much those shoes weighed in ounces.
The level of detail that was kind of jam-packed into every page was pretty extensive. It was a great sort of immediate database behind the guise of a selling catalog. and it was, you know, when you're 10 or 12 years old, you don't think of it in that way.
You might think of it more like a magazine.
You know, when that East Bay magazine shows up, you start flipping through.
And you always was anxious to get the magazine and look through it.
And seeing East Bay magazines, you know, when they came out. And
baseball and basketball superstars Clayton Kershaw, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James certainly did when they were kids. At least that's what they said in East Bay promotional videos. East Bay, the company, was founded in 1980 by two guys selling running shoes out of a van in north central Wisconsin. It grew into a national mail-order retailer, and eventually was bought by Foot Locker in 1997. Most of the approximately 200 employees left at the company will be laid off by April, according to Foot Locker. East Bay itself pivoted to online sales a while ago, but the internet has changed how sneakers are marketed and sold.
So here's the box. Voila. Let me go ahead and take them out for y'all. Bam!
Social media and apps can hype new shoe releases much quicker than a catalog can. And large shoe companies are increasingly selling direct to consumer without a retailer, which made it harder for brands like East Bay. But it's not hard to remember that their reach was once everywhere.
Before Instagram, before message boards, and East Bay itself was pretty much the anchor point of sneaker culture, whether it's Jordan 11, Air Max 95, any Penny Hardaway shoe. You know, those models have been for now 3 decades sought after routinely, and there's a page on East Bay you could find for each one of those.
ESPN's Nick DiPaola thinks the catalog set him on a path to where he is with his career. And as I've worked on this story, I've realized that some of the styles that influence me to this day kind of comes from those catalogs too. Even if I never got a pair of the Deion Sanders Nike Air DT Max 96s from East Bay. Gus Contreras, NPR News.